My favorite little one. You fought valiantly today. I was impressed with how many you took down. How many was it again? 4, 5? That's right. It was a sight to behold. You were on par with us orcs out there, bravely fighting, not shying away from a little blood. I've never been prouder of you, little one. I'm so happy we met. Do you remember it? We met on the dirt road by Exon. You came at me with your weapon drawn, and I held my hands up to show you I was of no harm. I was going into town to trade with some merchants, not being as aggressive as other orcs. That was the whole reason I got kicked out. But you, when you saw an orc wandering, you figured I was going to attack you on sight. I could see the fear in your eyes as you met my gaze for the first time. It takes someone brave to meet an orc in their eyes. And yet, you did it. A little misunderstanding that ended up being one of the best things to have ever happened to me. If you didn't try to attack me, which showed wonderful fighting instincts, might I add. But if you didn't try to attack me, we might not have ever met. You looked so precious standing there, weapon in your shaky hands, voice cracking a bit as you demanded to know my name. That fear went away the second Mommy spoke, didn't it? And now look at us. Traveling together, fighting together, cuddling together. It's paradise. And there is no one I would rather be doing this with than you, little one. I love you with all my heart. You complete me. I always expected I would end up with another orc, but it seems I was wrong. My other half was raised on the opposite side of the continent. All it took was a little fate to bring us together. Now nothing can tear me apart from you, honeybee. I would go to the ends of this realm and the next for you. There's nothing, and there's no one that could keep me from you, little one. You're mine in every sense of the word, aren't you? So good for Mommy. Yes. You're comfortable in my arms, aren't you? That warms Mommy's heart, little one. I love how good you feel in my arms. Mommy makes you feel so safe, doesn't she? So protected in these large arms. Absolutely nothing compares to it, does it? I didn't think so. You would happily spend hours like this if you could. Mommy holding you against her body, cuddling underneath the stars. No one is around except for us. Completely alone out in the middle of nowhere. Exactly how it should be if you ask me. I like having you all to myself. It means I get to keep my attention on you. Remind you why you're important to me. Mommy adores you, little one. It's why I'm always, always willing to do whatever you ask. Whatever you want, we can do it. As long as I get to see a smile on your sweet face, then it's worth it to me. It doesn't matter how many bones I break. It doesn't matter how many times I get stabbed. Those can all be healed with some simple magic or a potion. Any pain I go through, it's worth it. It's always worth it to see you smile, honeybee. Mommy lives to see you happy. Yes, I do. It makes me fill with butterflies looking at you. After all this time, I still can't help myself around you. Mommy wants to always be touching you, holding your hand, kissing your lips, just being in some kind of physical contact with you. It shows me that this is real, that I didn't dream you up. You're not a magical conjuration. You're a living thing, honeybee. I can see you on the battlefield fighting with me, impressing me every day with the skills you're quickly picking up. It seems our morning training sessions are actually working. Soon, you might be able to take on mommy, little one. I would have to go easy with you, though. I wouldn't want to break something of yours. We hone your skills together. That way you know how to protect yourself if mommy isn't around. I don't know what I would do without you, honeybee. You're my everything. I'm so proud to call you my partner, little one. I'm so lucky I get to fight along by your side. You're everything I admire in a person in one package. I always love how your lips feel against mine, like your lips were made for kissing. So good for mommy, little one. You feel like you can truly let go and be yourself around me. No more walls, no more guards. You can just be yourself. There's no judgment here. Just some orc who loves you unconditionally. Regardless if you're feeling good or bad. Regardless if you're acting a bit crazier than usual. I'll always be here for you, little one. Whatever you need. All you have to do is ask. Mommy will give it to you if she can. I said it before and I'll say it again. Your smile is the most important thing to me. Making you happy is my favorite thing to do. Well, one of my favorite things to do. I can think of a few others that you definitely enjoy more than just a smile. You're absolutely captivating, little one. I could stare at you for hours and not get bored. Drinking in all your features. How wonderfully they're placed about. You have to be the most stunning person I've ever seen, little one. Even like this. Face squished against me after a long day of traveling and fighting. I think you're the prettiest person I've ever seen. It doesn't matter if you're fighting or just relaxing like this. Mommy is so lucky that she gets to see both sides. It's so cute how my ferocious little fighter who takes no enemies can turn into something so precious when being cuddled. Mommy makes you feel good, doesn't she? That's Mommy's job, honeybee. I'm supposed to take care of you. That doesn't mean just keeping you safe and protected. That's only part of the job. The most important part of it, in my humble opinion, is keeping you happy. So needy, little one. Do you want Mommy to take care of that? Then, I don't think we should be wasting any more time. Use your words, little one. Tell Mommy exactly what you want.